And now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
We're in the studio, Small Business Heroes, the how-to show for entrepreneurs and small business people. If you just missed the last section, we were speaking with Marlon O'Neid, the CEO of UofChieve.com, an e-learning company. We're now joined in the studio by Jennifer McKinnon, who I'm going to introduce formally in a minute, but I have to apologize to Robert, who won our sponsor, our little contest, without a skill testing question. So Robert was so smart, he knew it. He knew the answer to the question I never even asked. So congratulations, Robert, and sorry about that. No skill testing question. We just took the fifth caller in. So we're joined now with Jennifer McKinnon, who's a partner in a company called Phoenix Solutions. And I've asked Jennifer to come in and talk a little bit about websites. So welcome to the show. Good. So we talked a little bit earlier before the show, and I wanted to make sure that we sort of covered two areas. And one of those is there might be companies or people who are starting up a company or in the early stages, and everyone says you got to have a website. And then there might be companies that may have been around for a while, a number of years. They have a website. So I wanted to touch on both. And maybe you could just tell us a little bit about really the differences that you find with those two types of companies and what they've got for a website.
Well, that's actually a good point. And sometimes the differences are just in the fact that they're very similar. Both companies that are looking for websites and companies that are looking to review their current web presences, there are a number of steps that you should go through. And I think a web presence can be a somewhat large undertaking for companies. It can be kind of scary sometimes if you're not in that realm.
Okay, so I'm a small business person, right, or let's say a small business person is listening and a web presence. So what exactly does a web presence mean for that person?
Well, I guess that's actually step one, is trying to establish what the web presence is for you. Is it a simple just informational website? Is that what you're looking to give your customers or your clients? Or is that the objective that you're looking to have for your site? Are you looking to make this perhaps a revenue-generating stream for your company? The very first step when either reviewing your current site or undertaking the build of one of your sites is to review your objectives, certainly, and your own personal expectations for what you want out of the site. That way, at least you have something to measure your success of your web presence and decide whether or not the return on investment was there for putting in that kind of money for your site. And often that involves more than one person. Often there are teams of people who are involved. So if you can come together collectively as a team and say, we all agree that the website should be a revenue-generating stream, or it should collect information, or it should complement our own internal business processes so our own employees can be using it. Whatever it is, that has to be outlined. And as simple as that seems, a lot of people forget to take that initial step and they just start building.
You mean small business people jump the gun and don't
sometimes
do those steps?
Okay. You know, it's hard when you're a small business to spend money. It really is. And it's also hard to do it right the first time. People think, oh, we'll just throw something up and we'll go back and redo it. Unfortunately, in this day and age, people are using your web presence as the focal point to go to for information. And so you really have to decide how you want to be conveyed that way. You also have to decide whether or not the website is going to be your focal point. Is that the place you're going to send people to all the time? Is that the one place that you're going to ask people to go to? If that's the case, then you had better have the information up to date at all times. It had better target your audience. It had better have information up there that's relevant, timely, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so you're suggesting then a planning session starts off before any of these things happen, where you've got to get all of this done.
Absolutely, and you know, it's okay not to really know. It's okay to say, you know, I'm not really sure what my website should do. That's where you get consultants in who can help you do that. There's plenty of them in town who you can bring in, and I think part of what I wanted to talk about today was actually how to choose the appropriate supplier.
Okay, well, why don't we do that? What are some of the things that, you know, if you are looking for someone to help you design a website or reinvent your website, what are the things that you would look for in the expert?
Well, that's actually very good. I think a lot of young people and small businesses don't know this. Bring a lot of people in. I mean, everyone's going to say they do everything, but talk to people. You'd want to know, let the company come in and present to you. And then you have every right to ask them all sorts of questions about their process. How are they going to build a website for you? What's the first step? And initially, there should be a planning session where they review your objectives. They do a little bit of research into your industry, into your target audience.
That means we have to know all of that stuff beforehand.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And if you don't, well, then we can take that research step.
Okay.
But definitely, they should have a very well thought out methodology for approaching your website.
Okay, so they have to have a process that they're putting you through.
Yeah, then you're going to want to see their portfolio of work.
Okay,
because you'll want to just see whether or not they live up to what it is they say, and whether or not they have the experience that you're looking for. You want to make sure that there's a personal connection between you and the company as well. I mean, you want to make sure you share the same philosophy, the same vision, that they have the same interests, that kind of thing. I think that's very important to make sure that the process goes well, because the web process will take you anywhere from 1 month to 3 months to 6 months, depending on whether or not you do a phased approach, which we often recommend for small businesses. Get a presence up. That would be phase one. Get yourself up online. Get your branding out there. Get your name out there. Generate some awareness. Drive some traffic to your website. As you get more traffic, as you see the return on investment, as you see the hits, you can add other modules to your site. Maybe you're going to add a data capture vehicle. Maybe you're going to integrate your own internal business processes. Maybe you're going to add a e-commerce or transactional stream. Whatever it is you're going to do, we can add those on.
Okay, so you've got to look for someone that's got a long-term view of what you're doing with the website, as opposed to, here's your one-page website, you've got a web presence, go to it.
Yeah, and I think most importantly in that is somebody who understands your business. So somebody who has that strategic business vision. Not just necessarily somebody that you know who does web design out of their basement. What you're going to get is maybe a good web design, but you're not going to necessarily get something that integrates with your overall business process, your business vision, that can act as a business tool, because let's face it, your website isn't going to stand alone, or it shouldn't. It shouldn't be the piece that you develop and just leave out there. You need to integrate it into everything else you're doing.
It's got to be a big part of your business.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've talked about a 1 month, a 3 month, a 6 month plan. What kind of budgets did, let's say, for example, a person starting out, what kind of budget should they look at in developing, just a ballpark? I want to put you on the spot, but I don't.
Yeah.
You've got to have some idea. For someone who's just starting out, how much money should they budget for a real professional website? And then someone who's reinventing or redoing their site, how much are they looking at? Just a ballpark.
Yeah, you're right. It's tough because the factors fluctuate so much, but anywhere between up to $10,000 for an initial website, depending on what you want it to do. And then upwards, as you add functionality, as you add features, you're going to spend more money. But I would think around $10,000 is probably a good price.
Good place to start.
Yeah, okay. You won't be getting robbed for $10,000, that's for sure. You'll get something, not to think that they're you know, stealing your money from you at that point.
Okay, good. So anyone that's in that situation, the point here is make sure that you've got a process. You're comfortable with the person that's working with you. And I guess a way to find that is a portfolio.
A portfolio, I think, almost surely is having them in there and talking to them. Have them walk you through their process and how they approach projects and how they're going to understand your own business. Ask them, what are you going to do to learn about my business, my audience, my needs, my objectives? And if they've done their homework, they can answer that.
Okay. And if they don't want to do that?
You move on to the next guy.
Okay, perfect. So there's some
go to the F's in the
for Phoenix Solutions.
For Phoenix Solutions.
Yeah, and actually Phoenix is Phoenix-solutions.com. I got that correct, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Perfect. And again, that link is on Small Business Heroes as well if you want to find out a little bit more about that. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Jennifer McKinnon, who is a partner at Phoenix Solutions, a web design company, and e-learning, I believe. You do e-learning as well?
Yes, we're getting into that right now, actually. Yes.
That's right. So I guess Marlon stuck around the studio here, so it looks like they're going to talk after the session as well. Marlon's doing lots of networking today. Money and product on both parties. He's probably going to want to come on the show again to see who else I have on his guests. So we've been talking about websites. We've got a little bit of a budget. We've got an idea of a process. What are the three things, or if there's three quick things that you can give people that they should be doing when it comes to their web presence?
Okay, well, certainly you can't really summarize, you know, your approach to the web in three, but for the purpose of this conversation, the time that we have, if you can only do three things, do the following. One, you must review your objectives and your expectations for the site and understand yourself how you want the site to behave and what it is you expect from your site. If you need it to be a lead generation tool, then you better make sure it's built to do that. And also make sure...
Can they be built to do all of those things?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one thing I wanted to get across today as well, was that I think a lot of people don't understand the capabilities of the web, or they're skeptical of the capabilities of the web. And it can do a lot of great things for people. It can automate processes for you. It can save money. It can make money for you. So
earning money, small business earning money. That's
make it work for you.
Make it work.
So you want to review your objectives and expectations. Two, you want to keep the site current, especially if it's going to be your major vehicle for people going to, for whether it's information, whether they're going to learn, whatever it is they're doing. You want to make sure that information is current. And three, do not develop your web in isolation. You have to develop other pieces that drive people to the website, that create awareness about your website. You may have this fantastic site you've spent $50,000 on. If nobody knows about it,
doesn't matter. Perfect. Great. Thank you very much for those points. We've been talking with Jennifer McKinnon from Phoenix Solutions. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduk. I hope you've enjoyed the show this evening. We've had three great guests, all sorts of stuff, sales, marketing, money, websites, all the stuff small business heroes need to hear about. It's the how-to show for entrepreneurs and small business owners. It's part of CFRA's Business at Night. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week with another great show with more great information for you. Again, it's been James Maduk. My pleasure to be with you this evening. It's 580 CFRA News Talk Radio. We'll see you next week.